Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. As more New Yorkers and more cops are threatened by gun violence around the city, Mayor Adams is about to introduce his plan to deal with the escalating crisis. Our Juliet Papa is on the scene and has the latest live on Newsline. Juliet.
Yes, Bridget, the mayor has had to accelerate this rollout of his public safety plan, given this rash of violence in just the first 3 weeks of his administration. So we expect to hear today about his neighborhood safety patrols. That's what he's calling it. A much different sort of phraseology compared to the anti-crime unit. But this will be cops back on the street in plain clothes targeting shooters. There will also be more about community cure violence organizations and their role. And he wants a federal response to gun access, Bridget.
And Juliet, I know you also have an eye on this story for us here at Newsline about the police officer killed in the line of duty on Friday night to be waked and the funeral service held at St. Patrick's. I don't remember the last time or if that's ever happened, Juliet.
Yes, it is very unusual. In fact, recently there was funeral wakes there for Cardinal Egan and Cardinal O'Connor. These were clerics. But I actually did a little research, and it was back in 1968. Robert F. Kennedy, when he was assassinated, he was running for president. He had been a senator in New York, so he was waked here at St. Patrick's Cathedral for 2 days before his funeral was held at St. Patrick's. It is a highly unusual move, but it is also a way for the public to attend. They expect the doors to open and allow people to file past and pay their respects to this young officer, Bridget.
Yeah, so many people will want to do that. Juliet Papa with us live on Newsline. Juliet, we thank you. And the tributes are pouring in for Officer Rivera. A family friend, Susan Rosario, telling CBS2 she loved him and that he always wanted to help people.
He was a person that when he was a little boy, he always said he wanted to be a police officer. And he was an angel, because when he was a little boy, he said, I want to take care of the people. That's why he wanted to be a police.
His widow has posted on Instagram that she has visited the locker room where he used to FaceTime her, writing of her best friend and soulmate, I love you till the end of time. Meantime, Rivera's partner, Officer Wilbert Mora, remains in critical condition at NYU Langone after also being shot allegedly by 47-year-old LaShawn McNeil when he burst out of a back bedroom of a Harlem apartment. The Manhattan District Attorney has been under fire for controversial positions and comments, saying he would not prosecute many lower-level crimes, especially with the city on edge. He held a virtual Q&A with businesses, promising to make them feel safer. Our Glenn Chuck with more on that.
From high-end retailers in the city here to small businesses, many have reached out to the new Manhattan DA, saying they're concerned about his potential soft-on-crime stance. But Alvin Bragg saying today that he'll go after what he's calling organized retail crime, and he'll do it in a big way. He realizes his initial message was unclear earlier this month.
And I take full responsibility for that confusion caused by the memo. It was unclear, legalistic, and left many New Yorkers justifiably concerned about how we're going to go about the work of keeping them safe.
Now, the DA tells me he'll be working on targeting groups, shooters, and gun dealers in Manhattan, although not one specific group, in efforts in the weeks and months ahead. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, Lower Manhattan.
D.A. Bragg had a meeting with the Partnership for New York City recently. Its president and CEO, Catherine Wild, was just on with us live on Newsline, and we asked, how bad do businesses feel crime has gotten in the city?
Businesses are very concerned, and yes, they do provide security for their employees and customers, but that only works in the workplace. It doesn't help them get to and from work. There's particular concern about the subways. One of the business leaders on the phone was the head of Deloitte, whose employee, Michelle Goh, was pushed in front of a subway a week ago Saturday and killed. And this has become a huge issue for bringing people back to the office and for the city's economic recovery.
Meantime, it has happened again. Another person has been shoved in front of a subway train.
Commuters start off the work week on edge.
I don't need another reason to like be scared to like go out and go to work.
More than a week after 40-year-old Michelle Goh lost her life at the Times Square station, another person was pushed off a subway platform here at the Fulton Street station. The 61-year-old man suffered minor injuries. Commuters like Jeff say the city needs to focus on mental health.
I think that there needs to be more rigorous, proactive mental health outreach in the train.
Platform barriers are also being considered, but MTA Chair Jana Lieber says there are a lot of physical challenges in the subway system. Darius Ranzius, 1010 Winds in Lower Manhattan.
About the decreasing numbers here in the tri-state, total hospitalizations in New York dropped below 10,000 yesterday for the first time in 3 weeks. In New Jersey, the number of people hospitalized decreased over the weekend to the lowest level since the end of December, and Rutgers is resuming in-person classes at the end of this month. Even though the COVID outlook is getting brighter, the cavalry is coming to Coney Island Hospital. Federal medical military personnel will help the overworked staff there. To the hospital we go. Darius Radzius is there for Newsline.
Relief has arrived at Coney Island Hospital.
Help is here.
The U.S. military has embedded with the doctors and nurses here to ease the stress they've been under fighting this latest wave of COVID cases. Dr. Mitchell Katz says the military was instrumental in helping them get through the first wave.
We are in another kind of crisis now, with not as many people on ventilators, but still our hospital is overwhelmed trying to take care of the many people.
As Omicron cases are on the decline, there's no indication how long the military plans to remain here. Darius Ranzi is 1010 Winds at Coney Island Hospital.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.